Shalom Aleichem. Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to learn the sugya on Kedushin Daf Kof Test, on Daf Lamed, the sugya of the obligation of the father to teach his son Torah. We'll start with the Braisa, Kof Test on Madalaf, Ton Rabbonon, Ha'av Chai Vibnoi, Lemuloi, Vilifdoiso, Lelamda Torah. The father is obligated to circumcise his son, to do pidyon haben after 30 days, to redeem him from the kohen, to teach him Torah, lahasir isha, to marry him off to a lady, which incidentally is very much topical for us, because Rabbi Kornfeld's daughter is getting married on the Thursday evening, Be'ez Hashem, and my son is getting married, Be'ez Hashem, in 2 weeks' time. So this is our sugya. We'll speak a little bit about this at the end of the shiur, Be'ez Hashem. And then Ulanda Umnas to teach him a trade. Yesh Umrim Afla Hashit B'mayim. And some say the father has to teach his son how to swim. Okay. So the main thing that we're going to concentrate on is the sugya of the father's obligation to teach his son Torah. Okay, then the Gemara. Now the Gemara starts off Lomula Minnalin. How do we know that the father has to circumcise his son? The Gemara brings Psukim, and then the Gemara says that Heichad Lo Mohale Avuha Machay VeBeit Dinah LeMimhilei. The Gemara says that if the father didn't circumcise his son, didn't do a bris milah, then the son himself, when he grows up, he has to make sure that he circumcises. That he has to also do it himself. And also the Beis Din has a chiyuv. Let's say the public has a chiyuv. Public organisations have a chiyuv to make sure that every Jewish child has a bris milah, is circumcised. Now, if you go later on in the sugra on Daf Kof Tesama base, the Gemara says that the father, the Lando Torah, and the Gemara explains where we learn that from. And then the Gemara says, "Vehechelo delo agmara avuha machayiv ihu lemigna nafshe." If the father didn't teach the son Torah, the son is obliged to teach himself. But the Gemara does not say here that the Beis Din has a chiyuv to teach anyone who wasn't taught by his father. That's the difference between Mila, that the Gemara says that if somebody was not circumcised by the father, then the Beis Din, let's say the public organizations, have a chiyuv to do that for him. The Gemara does not say the same thing in connection with teaching Torah to every Jewish child. What's the difference? That's our first question today. I first of all thought that possibly one could answer this question with the Gemara in Bor Basra Daf Kof Aleph that we have in, that's number 3 on the references. And there the Gemara is talking about the Takana that Chazal made for teaching children Torah, for elementary Torah education. The Gemara says, "Zocha osa he'ish le'tovi Yehoshua ben Gamla shmo." Yehoshua ben Gamla, he was the pioneer of elementary Torah education. And the Gemara says, "She'ilmalei hu nishtakach Torah mi'Yisrael." If not for him, they would have forgotten Torah in Klal Yisrael, because shebetchila mishi'ish le'av manam do Torah, mishi'ein le'av lo ha'yelamei Torah. To start off, originally, only somebody who had a father, he would learn Torah. Somebody who didn't have a father, there was nobody who would teach him Torah. My dorosh lomatem osam lomatem atem. And Rashi explains lomatem osam that the pasuk is telling us that av atzman mesuvah lamdo. It's only the father who has obligation to teach his son Torah. That seems to be what they originally learnt, that only the father has the chiyuv to teach the son Torah. And then afterwards they found that this was making lots of problems. And then the Gemara over there in Baal Basra explains that they made a tikkun that they had to bring them all to Yerushalayim, and then afterwards they made schools in every town. So possibly this is the pshat in our Gemara, that our Gemara is learning that this is only ulamatim osim, like Rashi explains, just like the father has a chiv to learn Torah, has a chiv to teach his children, but nobody, his sons, but nobody else has to do that. Okay, but I don't think that's such a good pshat. Why? Because the conclusion of the Gemara in Baal Bahra doesn't seem to be like that. It seems to be that they later on decided that we have to teach every Jewish child Torah. So that doesn't seem to be such a satisfactory explanation why our Gemara doesn't say that the Beis Din has to teach all the Jewish children Torah. We have another answer that's given by the Vilna Gaon in the Bir Hagra and Shulchan Aruch, and this is based on the Rambam. This is in the reference number 5. The Rambam says that a person has to teach his sons and his grandchildren, his grandson. And then it says, "V'lo b'no 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 b'uvad." Not only his own offspring. Ela mitzvah al kol chacham v'chacham Yisrael, lelamed es kol ha-talmidim. There's a mitzvah for everyone who's capable in the clan Israel to teach all the students in the world, to teach them all Torah. Incidentally, this is of course the source for Kovalin Hadaf. The Rambam says that you have to teach all the Talmidim in Torah. How could you, before you have the Bidyu Shia, how could you do this? It's not just an obligation on Beis Din. For instance, there's a few nafkaminas. If it would only be an obligation on Beis Din, so every town, every city has a Beis Din. But you don't have to teach people outside of the city. If it would just be dependent on the Beis Din, I would have said that the Beis Din has a chiyuv to circumcise all the children in their city, but probably not more than that. That's the duty of a different Beis Din. But the way the Rambam is saying this, this Torah is a different din. It's an obligation for every chacham to teach everyone he possibly can. Anyone in the world, he has a mitzvah to teach. That's why the Gemara doesn't mention that it's only a mitzvah on Beis Din. No, it's a mitzvah on every single individual in the world, if he's capable of doing it, to teach all the Talmidim in the world. Okay, so that's our first principle, that Torah is a special mitzvah to teach all the Talmidim in the world. And we can mention at this point that it's said in the name of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik that there's no difference between the mitzvah of learning and the mitzvah of teaching. I think there's a diuk from the Rambam, because when the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, right at the beginning, the Rambam always, at the beginning of every section, he always tells you which mitzvahs are enumerated in this section. At the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam just says that there's a mitzvah to learn Torah. Limud Torah. The Rambam doesn't say there's one mitzvah to learn and there's one mitzvah to teach. Some other Rishonim, the Frankel edition, he quotes other Rishonim who say there's two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah to learn, there's one mitzvah to teach. But the Rambam doesn't learn like that. The Rambam learns that the mitzvah of learning and the mitzvah of teaching is exactly the same thing. So therefore, there's no limit to it. So therefore, a person has to learn his whole life long, like the Rambam says, until the day he dies. So also a person has the obligation to, has the mitzvah to teach everyone in the world. It's a part of his own mitzvah of learning. Now let's go ahead in the Gemara. At the bottom of Kof Tes Amud Aleph, so the Gemara has a question: Tan Rabbanan, who lift those who b'no lift those? What's the halacha if the father didn't yet redeem himself from the kohen, didn't yet do pity in the ben, and he also has the mitzvah to redeem his son? So who comes first? So who kodem lift? That's the question. So does he come first? Rabbi Yehuda says the son comes first. The Gemara at the top of Kof Tes Amud Aleph, that everyone agrees when there's only five sloim, only enough money to do one of the mitzvahs, so that everyone agrees that the father comes first. My time at mitzvah de gufa adifa, his own mitzvah, he comes before everyone else if there's no other choice. Now we go a bit further down the Gemara, and then we get into the sugya of learning Torah, teaching Torah. And the Gemara has a similar braisa. Ton Rabbanan, hu l'lmodu b'noi l'lmod, hu kodem l'bnoi. If there's only possible that either the father or the son, not both of them, can learn Torah, then the father comes first. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in b'noi zorizum amuloch of a Talmudim is kam yodo b'noi kodem. Rabbi Yehuda says that if the son is a very sharp and he's very salty and he remembers his learning and he's so the son comes first. And then the Gemara brings a story with Rav Yaakov, the son of Rav Achav Yaakov. So Rav Achav Yaakov, he sent his son Rav Yaakov to learn from Abaya to Abaya's yeshiva, and the father came along and he saw that the son wasn't really doing very well. He wasn't his learning wasn't sharp. So he said to his son, "So I'm better than you. So you go back home, and I'll stay here and I'll learn." Now, let's ask two questions on this Gemara. First of all, in connection with Pinchin and Ben, that was very obvious to us. This is only possible for one to learn. Then the father's mitzvah on himself, that comes first. Why then why don't we say exactly the same thing when there's a question: is the father going to learn or is the son going to learn? We should say that the father comes first. There's no choice. It's a unfortunate situation that there's only enough financial possibility that one of them can learn. So we always say mitzvah de gufa adifa, the person himself comes first. Why does it depend on who's going to do it better, who's going to learn better? And also, where do we ever find in any mitzvah that it depends who does it best? For instance, what would you say if there was only enough money to buy one pair of tefillin for the father and the son? And let's say the father was just an average sort of person, and the son was a very pious person. But there's only enough money that one of them can own a pair of tefillin. So we wouldn't say that the son comes first. We say that no, the father, it's his money. Mitzvah gufa adifa. That he would come first. We don't look at who's a greater person. Every Jew has to put on tefillin, and so it should be the same thing. Every Jew has to learn Torah. The father should come first. Let's look at another halacha, interesting halacha, and this is in the Shari Tshuva on the Shulchan Aruch at the end of Siman Tov Reish Nun Ches. It's reference number 8. This is in the halachas of Lulav in Sukkos. There was a case over here. So Oviv Zal Hala B'Tom and Lulav Lachas Knog Ver Echad. Rav Chosid Marin David Cohen. They had an auction. There was a very beautiful lulav in the shul in the town, and they made an auction, and a wealthy person, he offered a lot of money, and I think that's what happened was somebody else overbid him, and instead of taking the lulav for himself, he gave it to the rov of the he gave it to the Tanya Chacham, he gave it to the rov. Says the Shari Tshuva, "V'omlo shilohai l'lasus kein mikneik fodo." They said, "No, you shouldn't have done that, because that's true. There's a mitzvah to honor, to respect to the rabbi of the town, the Talmid Chacham. But on the other hand, the rabbi has a very great honor." After mitzvahs Hashem ain chulkin kovod l'rav. When we're talking about mitzvahs, every Jew has to do mitzvahs. So you don't honor the rav by, if you have a possibility of doing a mitzvah with a beautiful lulav, you don't have to give it over to the Talmid Chacham. The use of korav adam etz latzmo lasos mitzvahs shed tziva kodesh baruch hu mishum adam. A person has to. If there's no choice, the person has to look after himself. He has that's his obligation is to try and do the mitzvahs as well as he can himself. And then afterwards, obviously, when he's done that, then he has to help other people. But a person has to first of all worry about his own mitzvahs, his own ruchnius. So this sharpens the question here. If we have this principle that really the person always himself always comes first, so how can it be that in our Gemara we say that if the son is smarter than the father, the son is a more successful student than the father, then the father has to put the son first? Okay, I want to answer like this. Got a sefer at home, Harad Tzvi. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. It's on the Torah, on the Chumash, on there. And in Parshas Veschanan, the first Parsha of Krishna, so he brings the question there. The Pesach we say it twice, three times every day. B'hoyu advarim eila, asher anoich mitzavach hayom ala v'vecha, v'shinantum levenecha v'dibartum v'pshivtcho v'vetecho v'letcho v'derech v'shocho v'chumk v'mecha. Now, so we start off with these words are on your heart. That's Torah. That's the mitzvah that you have to learn Torah. And then the pasuk says, "V'shinantun v'nachah." You have to teach them to your children. And then it goes ahead. When you're sitting in your house and when you're going on the road, and that is also going back to the mitzvah of learning Torah, and it doesn't have to be specifically teaching to your children. So the question is, why does this mitzvah, why does v'shinantum levenecha, why is that suddenly appear in the middle? We started off talking about a person's own mitzvah of v'hoyad v'arim eila, learning Torah, and then we said that you have to do that all the time, sitting at home, when you're at home, you're on the road. Why suddenly in the middle did the Torah say that you have this mitzvah of teaching your children? So the Harad Tzvi, he answers that with a yesod, with a principle that Reb Reuven Grotowski says, that the mitzvah that a person has to learn himself and the mitzvah that he has to teach his son is exactly the same mitzvah. There's no difference between the two mitzvahs. This is a, so there's something special about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which we don't have by other mitzvahs, but that must be because the whole idea of Torah is to pass Torah down from one generation to another. That's the whole purpose of Klal Yisrael, to pass the Torah down, the Masorah of the Torah. And so therefore the mitzvah of the father learning and the mitzvah of the son learning, there's no difference between the two mitzvahs. So therefore, if the son is going to do them, is going to be more successful at doing the mitzvah, then it makes sense that the father should let the son do it, and the father should support the son, because that way the father himself will be doing his own mitzvah better, because the mitzvah of teaching the son is also the father's own mitzvah of teaching himself. It's all one mitzvah. Okay, so that's our second principle, that the mitzvah of the father has to learn himself, and the mitzvah that the father has to teach his son is all one and the same mitzvah. Now let's go ahead to our next Gemara. Gemara on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, "Ad heichan chayev odom lelamed es bnei Torah." How much is the obligation of the father to teach his son Torah? And the Gemara says that there was a Talmud Dan, Fulham and Dan, and his father taught him Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, and Chalachos of HaKadosh. He taught him everything. The Gemara asks on this from a Braisa. Meisavei limdo Mikra, ein malamdo Mishnah. If he taught him Mikra, so Rashi says it's Chumash. It's not. It's just Torah. It's not Nevi'im or Ksuvim. The Rambam says it's also Nevi'im. It's also Nach. And the Shulchan Aruch Pasukim is like the Rambam that it's, you have to teach all of Tanakh. Incidentally, the Rama in Shulchan Aruch says that that we have Talmud Bavli. That's Tosfos actually on our daf, that the Benetam Perisha and Snochim, that on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Bovel Balula Bemikra Bemishnah Gemara, that there's everything in Gemara. So therefore, if you learn Gemara and you learn the whole thing, you don't skip out the bits with the Akkadithus, then you automatically you're learning Torah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim as well. Your Yotze going to the Rambam as well. So the Gemara answers that that the conclusion of the Gemara is that okay, the Zvulun ben Dan, his grandfather taught him, and that we do learn out that one has to teach not only one's son, one has to teach also one's grandson. But there's not a chiyuv like Zvulun ben Dan's grandfather to teach Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halachos, Makados. The chiyuv, the obligation of the father, is only to teach his son Mikra, the whole of Tanakh. Now this is a rather strange brisa, really. When it says Limdo Mikra, Ein Malamdo Mishnah, if he taught him Torah, taught him Tanakh, Mikra, he shouldn't teach him Mishnah. He doesn't teach him Mishnah. That's a rather strange thing. There should be some kind of prohibition for the father to teach his son Mishnah. So Rashi explains, Ein malamdo Mishnah, Ein chovus b'no olav v'alav b'mikra. The chiv of his son, the obligation of his son, is only Mikra, Mikan v'eilech yilmud hu le'atzmo. From here on, the son should learn on his own. Now, the question is, does the Rambam also learn like Rashi? How does the Rambam say it? So the Rambam says in the Shulchan Aruch Chaskins this, "V'ein chayv lalamdo bischa mishnah v'gemara." The Rambam says, "Chayv lalamdo bischa atchi yikut Torah v'chav kula." The father has to hire a teacher for his son until he'll learn all of the written Torah, Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim, but he doesn't have to hire a teacher for his son to teach him Mishnah and Gemara. So the Rambam is going not on the chiyuv of what a father is obliged to teach his son if he can do so for free, if he has time to teach him for free. The Rambam is talking about how to what extent does he have to pay for tuition for his son, how much, and that we say that he doesn't have to teach him, doesn't have to hire a teacher for Mishnah Ugmara. And that I would like to suggest, in fact the Gro says in Shulchan Aruch like this, that it must be that we're talking about for pay, how much, what does he have to pay? Why? Because there's another Gemara in the Dorim, which we learned not so long ago, in the Daf Yomi, that for teaching Chumash and teaching Tanakh, you're allowed to be paid, but for teaching Mishnah and Gemara, you're not allowed to receive pay. So that's why the Raisa says Limdo Mikra Ein Malamdo Mishnah, he mustn't teach him Mishnah, because we're talking about specifically paying for tuition, and then there's a prohibition according to the Din of the Gemara. Nowadays it's different, because otherwise the Pasuk talking about this, otherwise people wouldn't be able to learn Mishnah and Gemara usually without, if they wouldn't be paying tutors, but at any rate, according to the Din of the Gemara, you mustn't teach your son Mishnah for pay. You mustn't hire a teacher, because and I want to say that this is also the Pshat in Rashi, because Rashi says Ein Chovus B'no Olav, the obligation of his son is not upon him, only to teach him Mikra. Now, we said before that the Rambam says that a person has to teach all the Talmidim, but the difference between the obligation that a person has for other people's children and the obligation that a person has for his own children, there's really only one difference. If a person has time, a person is capable of doing it, then a person has to teach all the Talmidim in the world. The father has an additional obligation that even if he's not capable of teaching his own, teaching his son Torah, he doesn't have the knowledge, or he doesn't have the time, he has to go on a living. But for his son, he has to hire a teacher, and we say also for the grandson. But for other people who are not his offspring, so a person doesn't have to pay for their tuition. He has to do it himself if he's capable, for free. But he doesn't have to hire a teacher. So that's what Rashi is saying. Ein chovus b'no alof. The special obligation that a person has on his son, that is to pay for his tuition, that's only on Mikra. Mikan ve'elech yilmud hu la'atmo, from here on, once his son has learnt all the Torah shebichsav, then the son has to learn himself if the father's not capable of paying for his tuition. That's the difference between. So that's what we want to say at the moment, that we've mentioned two yesodos. We've mentioned a principle that Reb Chaim Brisco said, that learning and teaching is the same thing. And then we mentioned an idea that Reb Reuven Grzovsky said, even more than that, when we're talking about the father and the son. So even if the father's not learning, but the father is working in order to support his son, he also is fulfilling the mitzvah, his own mitzvah of Talmud Torah. With that, what he enables his son to learn, that is also the mitzvah of the father. It's like the father is learning himself. So that's the difference between the relationship between a father and a son, and the relationship between the Rebbe and all the other Talmidim. That the Rebbe has to teach all the Talmidim that he can, and it's exactly the same mitzvah whether he's learning himself or whether he's teaching his students. With the father, we have even more than that. That even if the father's not learning himself, but he's supporting his son in learning, that is also the mitzvah. The father is fulfilling his own mitzvah of learning Torah by doing that. Now we have the Shulchan Aruch brings down. It's in Simon Resh Mem Hei Sif Vav. When the Shulchan Aruch says that the father only has to hire a teacher for his son for Mishnah and Gemara, he adds on, "B'hani mili de'lo efshe de'defik le shaita." This is only talking about when he's not able to pay for tuition for his son because he can't afford it. "Avlim efshe le mitzvah la Gemara Mishnah and Gemara halachos v'agudas." But if it's possible, then it's a mitzvah to him to teach him not just Torah, not just Torah Shabbat, but Mishnah, Gemara, Halachos v'Agadas, the whole of the Torah. If he's capable of doing it, if he can pay for, if he's capable of financing his son's tuition. The Yamshul Shlomo here in the sugya, he brings a proof for this halacha from the Gemara that we just saw before. The Gemara with Rav Yaakov, the son of Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov sent his son away. Now, what was Rav Acha bar Yaakov? What was Rav Yaakov supposed to be learning in a Baiz Yeshiva? Was he supposed to be learning Mikra, or was he supposed to be learning Mishnah and Gemara, Halachos v'Agadas? So that it must be that he. First of all, it's not very likely that Abaye was just teaching young children, and also the Gemara says that his father came along and he saw that Lo Habi Mechadid and Shmaitate, that he saw that his son wasn't sharp in his learning. So that suggests that it was a higher standard of learning. It was Mishnah and Gemara that we're talking about being sharp, to know it sharply, not simply learning the verses in the Torah. So now this also, from this story, from this Mishnah and Gemara, again we have the proof for this principle of Reb Reuven Grzovsky, that when the father helps his son learn, that there's the father's mitzvah himself. So the Yamshul Shlomo asks, how could Rav Acha bar Yaakov forfeit? How could he give up on his own learning? it brings Yamsha Shlomo brings the Rambam that a person has to learn all the time. He has to learn until the day that he dies. So how was Rav Acha bar Yaakov allowed to give way to his son? So the answer is that if it's that we see here that it's all one mitzvah, the father's mitzvah to help his son learn, the father's mitzvah to learn himself, is all the same mitzvah. And we also see here proof for the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch that his father's chiyuv on the son, the father's mitzvah for the son to learn, doesn't just stop at mikra, but it goes even further. It goes to Mishnah Gemara Halachos Vagodas, and that's why Rav Acha bar Yaakov sent his son away, because he thought he was going to do it better. He was going to do that mitzvah better. It's not that he was losing his own mitzvah, because the chiyuv on the for the father goes on all stages of Torah. When the father helps his son to learn Mishnah and Gemara, he's also doing his own mitzvah. That's the reason that Rav Acha bar Yaakov was allowed to have a mitzvah to help his son learn. I learned in the mirror by Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, and when my sons were quite small children, one Chol HaMoed took them along to for a visit on I think it was on Sukkot, and on Chol HaMoed in the Sukkot. And Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, he said to one of my sons, he was quite a small boy. He said to me, "Have you heard of Rav Shach? A very big tzaddik." And he said to me that in Gan Eden and Olam Haba, so they, everyone's there, they're learning Torah with Hashem. And there's three kinds of people. There's the people that they in this world that they learnt Torah. There's the people that in this world they didn't have so much opportunity to learn themselves, but it helps other people learn. And so those two kinds of people, so they sit there in Gan Eden and they learn in Torah with Hashem, and they're understanding, they have a tremendous simcha, they have a tremendous satisfaction that they understand the Torah that they're learning with Hashem. But for the people who they didn't learn here, and they also didn't help others to learn, they sit there and they're so frustrated, they can't understand what's that's what Rav Shach said. We see that the idea also that a person who helps other people learning Torah, that can also be like he's learning himself. And then when he gets into Olam Haba, so then he'll understand, even though he didn't have the chance here, but he'll then have the chance to understand all the Torah that Hashem teaches. Okay, now I'd just like to, as I said, because of our Beis Hashem, the chasnas that are coming up, so say one or two, say a bit of the Torah on the mitzvah, another mitzvah for the house to marry off his sons. Now, if you look actually in the Gemara, there's no small letter of the Ein Mishpat on the Hasiyu Isha. It seems that the Rambam doesn't, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, they don't seem to bring this halacha. The Rambam actually does say mitzvahs chachomim. This is in we have it in the, it's number 16 on the references. Hilchos Asura Bia Perek Kof Hei Halacha Kof Hei. Mitzvahs chachomim shiyasi odem bonav bnosim somachav perikon. There's a mitzvah when they're ready to get married, this is the mitzvah, mitzvah d'rabbanan, that a person should marry off his sons and daughters when they're at the right age. If he doesn't get them married off, so they'll come to us with immorality or bad thoughts. I saw actually in the Frankel edition, he quotes the Rogatchover. The Rogatchover says he doesn't understand why the Rambam doesn't bring Argomor Lahasiu Isha. But I would have thought that it's possibly the Rambam includes it in because the Rambam does mitzvahs chachomim shiyasi on the bonum of Nosov and the Gemara on Lamadon base. The Gemara brings sukim from Novi that there's a mitzvah to marry off one's children. The Ran says something slightly different. He seems to say a different reason. The Ran, it's on Yud Beis on Beis in the Rif pages. Now, the Gemara actually only says that a person has a mitzvah to marry off his son. Does a person also have a mitzvah to marry off his daughter? So actually the Gemara brings a pasuk for Espinos Seichem Tzluna An Noshim, there's a mitzvah to marry off your daughters to men. But the Ran points out that even though in our sugya, on a lot of the mitzvahs that the Gemara is talking about, the Gemara asks, how do we know that the mother is not chayev? The Gemara in this mitzvah to marry off the children, the Gemara does not ask, how do we know that the mother doesn't have the mitzvah? And the Ran says like this: So b'ha lo boy b'gemara manalan de'i lo mifkada, the kiven the divrei kabbalah ninhu. So because it's only a mitzvah midrabbanan from the we learn out from Novi, sforahi the kiheicha, just like a woman doesn't have to teach her children. So also lahasio nami p'tura kimenda lamifka the nami apiravi rivya. The mother does not have this mitzvah because the mother does not have the mitzvah of approval of having children. That's why the mother does not have the mitzvah of marrying off her children as well. I saw one of the sforim asks that he doesn't understand the Ran because he asks, if we're talking about mitzvah called pruvu, so why then does the father have to marry off his daughter? A daughter doesn't have a mitzvah of pruvu. If the whole mitzvah is called pruvu, then the father should only have a mitzvah to marry off his son, not his daughter. I think one can certainly answer the question. Because the pshat is that when the father helps his sons and daughters to get married, it's the father's being mekayim paruvu. That's the chiddush here. It's not because of the paruvu of his son and daughter. It's a continuation of the father's mitzvah of having children and now having grandchildren, and this is we have a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Beis on a base, and basically says that the Gemara says over there that a person has a mitzvah to have a boy and a girl. What happens if Chas V'Shalom the person had a boy and a girl and the boy and the girl died? But even if the boy had a girl, in other words, a granddaughter, and the girl had the boy, in other words, a grandson, so now the grandfather has a granddaughter and a grandson. So that's it. So it says the Gemara, and it's in Paschal and Shulchan Aruch, that the grandfather has also now been Mekayim Peruvu, even though his son and daughter are no longer here, but he has a grandson and a granddaughter. And even if his daughter had a grandson, something like that, that's also a proof that the grandfathers Mukayim Provu. So that's what the Ran means. That the Ran is saying that that this is a, it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a rabbinical mitzvah. To the d'oraisa mitzvah is for every person to have a son and a daughter. But the Rabbanu, we learn from the Nevi'im that you're not finished yet. You have to go further, and you have to make sure that your own children are also going to have children. And when you do that, that's also part of your mitzvah of Pruvu Midrabbanu. So therefore, the mitzvah is not like the Rambam, that it's a mitzvah because of that they shouldn't come to bad ways. No, according to the Ran, it's a mitzvah Rabbanon of having children, and it's similar to another Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Samech Beis on the base, that even though a person has many children, but he's just that so he has done the mitzvah of Midiraisa. But Midrabbanon, he's got a mitzvah of La'erev al Tanach Yodecha, that even in the evening don't relax, don't, you should still carry on and do the mitzvah midrabbanan of having a bigger family. So now the Ran is telling us even more that that this mitzvah of the Gemara of Lasir Isha to marry off your children, that's also part of the continuation of the mitzvah of Pruvu, and therefore that's why a person has to also marry off his daughters, because when the daughters have children, so that also means the grandfather has got part of the mitzvah of Pruvu.